While most high school seniors kick back for their last year, Caleb McGraw, a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School, has been busy researching genetics with his lab partner Josh Vo, a junior. For some, science is uncharted territory, but not for these guys. They took first place for team competition at Southeast Alaska's Regional Science Fair held in Juneau, where more than 140 projects were entered. Caleb McGraw.
It was Sunday morning about 11, and there was three judges, all had PhDs, they're all doctors, and they were judging us.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, we were a little nervous. We're just not really nervous, just kind of felt the pressure a little bit. And so there's four other groups that we're competing against, and we ended up we did all right with that, and then we ended up winning, so it's pretty cool.
Josh and Caleb's winning project was their extensive research on the genetics of arbuscular mycorrhiza fungi found in Southeast Alaska's muskegs. It's a mouthful, but their research showed that mycorrhiza fungi attaches to the root of a plant, giving it minerals. The plant then mutually returns food to the fungi, thus allowing for plants to grow in places they normally wouldn't.
Since the plants take in carbon, give it to the AMF, arbuscular mycorrhiza fungi, it is banking the carbon down in the soil or in the muskeg, and so it's going to have effect on the carbon in the air, which will lead to the carbon cycle, which is part of climate change, global warming, so we're kind of linking that together.
The boys have had a lot of support from fellow classmates and teachers. Their science teacher at Mount Edgecombe, Marty Johnson, who is retiring after this year, says, "These kids are doing original research. Something college students would be proud of, let alone high school students." And Caleb agrees.
No one's looked at the mycorrhizal and muskegs in Alaska before, so definitely gives a boost in the judging that we're the first people to look at it.
Josh and Caleb's research was helped along by former SJ professor and researcher Dr. Marisa Chilius, who holds a PhD in microbiology, and Kitty LaBounty, a local botanist, who has done comprehensive research in root fungi. Their presentation in Juneau consisted of an 18-page thesis, a PowerPoint of documented research, posters, and 5 half-hour sessions with judges. Although they were tired after their long, grueling weekend, when it was announced that they took first place, the entire trip was so worth it. Josh Vo.
It was actually like 7:30, and Miss LaBounty is the one who got the phone call, and I guess she was checking out her groceries at the grocery line, so it was a pretty big shock, and we were just going berserk at the Safeway.
Now the boys get to take their project all the way to Atlanta, Georgia for the Intel International Science Fair May 11th to compete against 1,500 students from across the globe, all expenses paid. And after that, the next step they hope to take is getting their works published. Reporting in Sitka, this is Leah Mann.